This is Radio Nepal. I am Dila Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Political parties engage in dialogues as presidential election nears. CPN Maoist Center, CPN Unified Socialist and Janata Samajwadi Party hold joint meeting at Singh Darbar. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda announces 200,000 rupees award to every member of national cricket team for winning recently held Triangular Series. And mine collapse in China leaves 6 dead and 47 others go missing. Now the news in detail. Political parties have been engaged in dialogues as well as the presidential election nears. The CPN Maoist Center, the CPN Unified Socialist and the Janata Samajwadi Party held a meeting in Singh Darbar yesterday regarding the upcoming presidential election. It is reported that the meeting was attended by the top leaders of the parties, including Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda, CPN Unified Socialist Chairman Madhav Kumar Nepal and Janata Samajwadi Party Chairman Upendra Yadav. Earlier yesterday, Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda and CPN Unified Socialist Chairman Madhav Kumar Nepal discussed the contemporary political topics. The two leaders held a meeting in Singh Darbar yesterday and discussed the consultations among the parties on the selection of a common candidate in the context of the upcoming election of the president. In his brief response to journalists after the meeting, Prime Minister Dahal said discussions were in progress among the political parties and the candidate to the post of president would be finalized by the 25th of February. Likewise, after the meeting, Unified Socialist Chairman Nepal said discussion are going on keeping various options open and a decision would be taken keeping the national interest at the center. Similarly, Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda held a meeting with Janata Samajwadi Party Chairman Upendra Yadav regarding presidential election. As shared by Chairman Yadav, the Prime Minister wanted to have a consensus among all, including Nepali Congress. Talking about Chairman Yadav's party's claim on the vice presidential post, he said the Prime Minister was positive about it. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has announced a reward of 200,000 rupees each to every member of the national cricket team that recently won the Triangular One Day Series under the ICC World Cup League 2 tournament. The Prime Minister invited the members of the victorious team to his official residence in Balwatar and announced the prize after congratulating them for the historic win. On the occasion, the members of the national cricket team thanked the Prime Minister for encouraging them during the course of the series and expressed the happiness, stating that the Nepali sportspersons have got genuine patrons. Nepal won all the four matches of the Triangular One Day Series recently held at the TU Cricket Ground involving Namibia and Scotland. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has stressed that Nepal's foreign policy should keep national benefits at the center by extending global fraternity. Addressing the 75th anniversary of the Nepal Council of World Affairs in Kathmandu yesterday, President Bhandari said the foreign policy should be focused on securing national interest and improving the country's image in international forums. The president also said Nepal should continuously advocate for securing the landlocked country's right for trade and transit while presenting itself in international forums. CPN UMA Chairman KP Sharma Oli says is confident that Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda would not breach the December 25th agreement they had made. Talking to media persons at his residence in Balkot yesterday, Chairman Oli reiterated that the ruling alliance would remain intact. Chairman Oli said an agreement was made on December 25th that UML candidate would be the president while the Maoist Center candidate Prachanda became the Prime Minister. CPN Yema Chairman KP Sharma Oli and Ambassador of India to Nepal, Naveen Srivastav, held talks yesterday. Chairman Oli's secretariat said in the meeting held at Chairman Oli's residence in Balgut yesterday, they discussed a friendly relations between Nepal and India and the present political context. They are also reported to have discussed about the nearing presidential election. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Finance Bisnu Prasad Paudel left for India yesterday to take part in the first G20 Finance Ministers and Central Bank Governors meeting. The event is to be held on February 24th and 25th under India's presidency in Bangalore. The finance minister is scheduled to hold meetings with his counterparts from various nations, including India, on the sidelines of the gathering. He is accompanied by Shri Krishna Nepal, Chief of International Economic Cooperation Coordination Division under the Ministry of Finance. Though Nepal is not the G20 member, it is attending the gathering as an invitee when India is taking its presidency. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda says a university should be committed to produce the human resources required for the country by providing quality education at affordable cost. Addressing the 6th Assembly of Rajarshi Janak University organized at Balwatar yesterday, Prime Minister Dahal shared that the university should help fulfill the demand of human resources required for different sectors of the country. Minister for Health and Population of Nepal, Padam Giri, met World Health Organization Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus at the WHO office at Geneva. Minister Giri is in Switzerland to participate in the 5th Global Ministerial Summit on Patient Safety. Minister Giri's secretariat has informed that on the occasion Health Minister Giri thanked the WHO for its contribution by providing COVID-19 vaccines in controlling, containing and eliminating various types of diseases. They also discussed the matter of construction of the WHO Coordination Center, strengthening the National Public Health Laboratory and the continuous assistances for boosting efficiency of the implementation of the international health regulations. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8 AM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. The death toll from a coal mine collapse in northern China rose to 6, with at least 47 people missing as rescue efforts resumed after a landslide had halted the search for survivors. According to Reuters, 6 people had been pulled alive from the mine on Thursday. The open-pit mine operated by small local firm Xinjiang Coal Mining collapsed in a landslide on Wednesday, leaving workers buried under a pile of debris half a kilometer. A second landslide halted rescue efforts, state media reported, with the risk of more collapses very high due to the large collapsed area. The UN General Assembly in New York has overwhelmingly backed a resolution condemning Russia's invasion of Ukraine nearly a year ago. It called for the withdrawal of troops from Ukraine and a halt to fighting. The motion was backed by 141 nations, with 32 abstaining and 7, including Russia, voting against. In Vienna, a large number of delegates walked out during a Russian address at a parliamentary session over European Security Body, the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. Walk out and the UN vote came a day before the first anniversary of the invasion. The UN vote called for peace as soon as possible. The resolution reaffirmed support for Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity, rejecting any Russian claims to the parts of the country it occupies. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 25.5 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 9.5 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. Political parties engage in dialogues as presidential electioneers. CPN Maoist Center, CPN Unified Socialist and Janata Samajwadi Party hold joint meeting at Singh Darbar. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda announces 200,000 rupees award to every member of national cricket team for winning recently held Triangular Series. And mine collapse in China leaves 6 dead and 47 others go missing. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.nb for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.